With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Former President Donald Trump was the target of an apparent assassination attempt at a Pennsylvania rally yesterday, days before he was to accept the Republican nomination for a third time. Mr. Trump, who suffered an injury to his right ear, is recovering at his home in New Jersey. A special agent in charge at the FBI Pittsburgh field office, Kevin Rojek, says it appears law enforcement did not know the shooter was on the roof until he began firing.
It is surprising, but again, to get the true, all the details of that will come out later in investigation.
The FBI named 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, as the suspected shooter. A local prosecutor said Crooks and at least one attendee were killed. Also on SRNews.com, President Biden spoke with Donald Trump following the attack.
The president was at church in Delaware Saturday evening when shots were fired at the Trump rally. After learning of the incident and getting briefed by officials, Mr. Biden condemned the attack.
We cannot allow for this to be happening. We cannot be like this. We cannot condone this.
He also spoke to Trump by phone and said he was grateful to hear that he was safe. Mr. Biden called for unity and later returned to the White House to continue monitoring developments following the assassination attempt. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
Treason cases were once rare in Russia, a handful each year, but they, along with espionage prosecutions, have skyrocketed since the invasion of Ukraine in 2022. In a clash over the past versus the future, some descendants of enslaved people at St. John the Baptist Parish, Louisiana, are fighting to keep a grain terminal from being built in their historic black neighborhood. The Greenfield Wallace Grain Export Facility would take in and export grain byproducts via trucks. This is SR News. A new look at church switching.
According to Lifeway Research, a lot of Americans leave the church they've been attending for another one at some point in their life, and the reason is actually pretty mundane. Lifeway's latest poll finds most switchers who changed churches as adults did so because of a residential move, not driven by an issue with their former church. Those who are dissatisfied usually have a problem with the pastor. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
The Kansas Supreme Court has reaffirmed its stance that the state constitution protects abortion. The court has struck down a ban on a common second trimester procedure and state laws regulating abortion clinics. The Kansas court declared access to abortion a fundamental right back in 2019. Voters also rejected a proposed amendment to the state constitution that would have explicitly reversed the court's ruling. This is SRN News. Israel's military says one of its soldiers was killed in combat in northern Israel as the country's army as the country's army and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah continue to trade cross-border fire. Historian and author Michael Oren says he's visited northern Israel, which has been plagued by war.
So I went up north this week, and I've been working very hard on the northern situation. You remember, I was in Washington, and I brought in this delegation of northerners to meet in Congress, to meet in the White House, trying to raise awareness. It's the Wild West.
Oren spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Delta Airlines is changing its employee uniform policy following a social media user's outrage over two flight attendants photographed wearing Palestinian flag pins. The uproar over the July 10th post described the Palestinian pins as Hamas badges. More details at SRNnews.com.